The Watchtower, Study Edition, March 2023. Study Article 10. This article will be studied during the week of May 1st through 7th. Why get baptized? Theme text: Let each one of you be baptized. Acts 2:38. Song 34, Walking in Integrity. Preview: Baptism is a vital step for every Bible student. What can move a student to take that step? In a word, love. But love for what and for whom? In this article, we will find the answers and discuss what kind of life we can expect as baptized Christians. Paragraphs 1 and 2, question: What often happens when people get baptized, and what should you consider? Have you ever watched a group of baptism candidates? You hear the conviction in their voices as they answer the two questions before they get baptized. You see family members and friends beaming. When the candidates come up out of the water, you hear the applause and see the joy that radiates on their faces. On average, thousands each week take that step, becoming dedicated, baptized witnesses of Jehovah God. What about you? If you are thinking about getting baptized, you are a bright spot in this wicked world as someone who is seeking Jehovah. This article is addressed to you, whether you are young or old. But those of us who are already baptized also want to strengthen our determination to serve Jehovah forever. So let us consider together three of the many reasons for serving Jehovah. You love truth and righteousness. Paragraph 3, question: Why do Jehovah's servants love truth and righteousness? Jehovah commanded his people to love truth. Zechariah 8:19. Jesus urged his followers to pursue righteousness. Matthew 5:6. This means that one needs to have a strong desire to do what is right, good, and clean in God's eyes. Do you love truth and righteousness? We are sure that you do. You hate lies and all that is wrong and wicked. Psalm 119:128 reads, "Therefore, I consider every instruction from you to be right. I hate every false path." Verse 163 reads, "I hate falsehood. I detest it. I love your law." Lies reflect the personality of Satan, the ruler of this world. One of Satan's goals is to slander the holy name of Jehovah God. Satan has been spreading lies about our God since the rebellion in Eden. He portrayed Jehovah as a selfish and dishonest ruler who withholds good from humans. Satan's lies about Jehovah have continued to poison the minds and hearts of people. When humans choose not to love truth, Satan can lead them into all kinds of unrighteous and wicked conduct. Paragraph 4, question: How has Jehovah proved to be the God of truth? Jehovah is the God of truth, and he generously teaches the truth to those who love him. Psalm 31:5. By doing so, he lifts them up, freeing them from Satan's lies. Jehovah also teaches his servants to be honest and righteous. They thus find a measure of dignity and inner peace. Has he done that for you as you have studied the Bible? You have learned that Jehovah's ways are best for all humankind and for you personally. So you want to take your stand for God's righteousness. You want to defend truth and help to disprove the slander about our God, Jehovah. How can you do that? The picture caption reads, "Satan has slandered Jehovah's good name for thousands of years and continues to do so." Paragraph 5, question: How can you stand up for truth and righteousness? You can choose a life course that says, in effect, "I reject Satan's lies, and I uphold the truth. I want Jehovah as my sovereign, and I want to do what he says is right. How do you take such a stand? Approach Jehovah in prayer and dedicate yourself to him, and then make that dedication public by getting baptized. Love for what is true and right is a powerful motive for choosing to get baptized. You love Jesus Christ. Paragraph 6, question. What reasons does Psalm 45:4 give you for loving Jesus Christ? Why do you love Jesus Christ? Note some compelling reasons found at Psalm 45:4, which reads, "And in your splendor go on to victory. Ride in the cause of truth and humility and righteousness, and your right hand will accomplish awe-inspiring things." Jesus stands for truth, humility, and righteousness. If you love truth and righteousness, it is understandable that you also love Jesus Christ. Think of how Jesus courageously defended what is true and right. How, though, does Jesus promote humility? Paragraph 7, question. What do you find appealing about Jesus' humility? Jesus promotes humility by his example. For instance, he directs all glory to his Father, never to himself. How do you feel about seeing such humility? Does it not move you to love God's Son and to follow him? Surely it does. Why is Jesus humble? Because he loves and imitates his Father, who is humble. Are you not drawn to Jesus, who perfectly reflects Jehovah's qualities? Paragraph 8, question. Why do we love Jesus as our King? We love Jesus as our King because he is the ideal ruler. Jehovah himself trained his Son and appointed him to rule. Think, too, of the self-sacrificing love Jesus has shown. As your King, Jesus fully deserves your love. He explained that those who truly love him, those whom he calls his friends, show their love by obeying his commands. John 14:15 and chapter 15:14-15. What an honor it is to be a friend of Jehovah's Son. Paragraph 9, question. How is the baptism of Christians similar to that of Christ? One of Jesus' commands is that his followers get baptized. He set the example. In some ways, his baptism is different from that of his followers. But in other ways, it is similar. In getting baptized, Jesus presented himself to do his Father's will. Similarly, Christ's followers get baptized as a public symbol that they have dedicated themselves to Jehovah God. Their life is now focused on doing his will, not their own. So they are following their master's example. The following is supplementary information. The baptism of Jesus and the baptism of his followers. How they differ. Jesus' baptism. He did not need to dedicate himself to Jehovah, for he was born into a nation dedicated to God. He did not need to repent of a sinful course or to request a clean conscience, for he was a perfect, sinless man. Baptism of Christ's followers. There is no race or nationality today that is dedicated to Jehovah as was ancient Israel. Jesus' followers today dedicate themselves to Jehovah before baptism. For imperfect humans, getting baptized involves repenting of past sins and requesting a clean conscience. Returning to the article. Paragraph 10, question. Why should love for Jesus motivate you to get baptized? You accept Jesus as Jehovah's only begotten Son and as the King whom God has appointed to rule over us. You see Jesus as a perfect, humble reflection of his Father. You have learned that he fed the hungry, comforted the discouraged, and even healed the sick. You have seen how he leads his congregation today, and you know that he will do far more in the future as King of God's kingdom. How can you show that you love him? by following his example. You can begin to do just that by dedicating yourself to Jehovah and getting baptized. You love Jehovah God. Paragraph 11, question. What would you say is the most important reason for getting baptized, and why is that so? What is the most important reason for getting baptized? Jesus revealed what is the greatest of God's commandments, saying, "You must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart and with your whole soul and with your whole mind and with your whole strength." Mark 12:30. Do those words describe your love for God? Paragraph 12, question. Why do you love Jehovah? There are so many reasons to love Jehovah. For example, you have come to understand that He is the source of life and that He is the giver of every good gift and every perfect present. Psalm 36:9 and James 1:17. Every good thing that you enjoy comes from our generous, loving God. Paragraph 13, question. What makes the ransom such a wonderful gift? The ransom is a wonderful gift that Jehovah has given to us. Why can we say that? Consider the bond that exists between Jehovah and His Son. Jesus said, "The Father loves me, and I love the Father." John 10:17 and chapter 14, verse 31. The bond between them grew stronger over the course of billions of years. Now think how it must have pained God to allow His Son to suffer and die. Jehovah loves mankind, including you, so much that He was willing to give His beloved Son as a sacrifice to enable you and others to live forever. There can be no greater reason to love God. The picture caption reads, "Jehovah is the source of every good thing you have ever enjoyed and will ever enjoy." Paragraph 14, question. What is the best goal in life you could ever choose? Your love for Jehovah has grown as you have learned more about Him. Surely you want to draw closer to Him now and forever. And you can. He kindly encourages you to make His heart rejoice. You can do that not only by words, but also by actions. The way you live your life will show that you truly love Jehovah. That is the best goal in life you could ever choose. Paragraph 15, question. How can you demonstrate your love for Jehovah? How can you demonstrate your love for Jehovah? First, you offer a special prayer in which you dedicate yourself to the only true God. Then, you make that private dedication public by getting baptized. As we discussed earlier in this article, that becomes a happy milestone, a great turning point. You start out on a new life, not for yourself, but for Jehovah. That may sound like a big step to take, and it is, but it opens the way for the very best life. How so? Paragraph 16, question. As Psalm 41:12 suggests, how will Jehovah reward those who devote their life to serving Him? Jehovah is the most generous person. No matter what you give Him, He will always give you back far more. He will give you the most interesting, rewarding, and fulfilling life possible, even now in this dying old world. And that is just the beginning. The journey that begins with your baptism does not have to end. You can go on serving your beloved Father forever. The love between you and your Father will continue to grow, and you will actually live as long as He lives for all eternity. Psalm 41:12 reads, "As for me, you uphold me because of my integrity. You will keep me in your presence forever. Paragraph 17, question. What can you give Jehovah that he does not already have? When you take the steps of dedication and baptism, you have the privilege of giving something truly precious to your Father. He has given you every good thing, every happy moment that you have ever enjoyed. In response, you can give the owner of heaven and earth something that he does not already have, your willing, devoted service. What better use could you ever make of your life? Without a doubt, your love for Jehovah is the best reason to get baptized. Why wait? Paragraph 18, question. What questions might you ask? How, then, do you respond to the question, will you get baptized? Only you can answer. But it might help if you ask yourself, why wait? Remember the three reasons that we have considered. First, you love truth and righteousness. Ask yourself, do I want to see the day when everyone will speak the truth and do what is right? Second, you love Jesus Christ. Ask yourself, do I want God's Son as my King, and do I want to follow His example? Third, above all, you love Jehovah. Ask yourself, do I want to make Jehovah's heart rejoice by serving Him as my God? If your answers to those questions are yes, then why not get baptized? Why wait? Paragraph 19, question. Why should you not be hesitant about getting baptized? Illustrate. If you are hesitant about getting baptized, consider an illustration that Jesus used. John 4:34 reads, Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Note that Jesus compared doing His Father's will to food. Why? Food is good for us. Jesus knew that everything that Jehovah asks us to do is good for us. Jehovah does not want us to do anything that would result in our harm. Does Jehovah's will for you include getting baptized? Yes. Then you can be confident that obeying the command to get baptized will benefit you. If you would not hesitate to enjoy the best meal ever, why hesitate to get baptized? Paragraph 20, question. What will we consider in the next article? Why wait? Many might answer this way, I'm not ready yet. The fact is that the decision to dedicate yourself to Jehovah and to get baptized is the most important decision you will ever make. So it does take time, careful thought, and diligent effort to get ready. But if you have a sincere desire to take that step, what can you do now to prepare yourself? We will consider the answer to that question in the following article. How do the following move us to get baptized? Love of truth and righteousness. Love for Jesus Christ. Love for Jehovah God. Song 28, Gaining Jehovah's Friendship. End of article.